You're with Cape Talk. This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Time to talk science and technology. And you may find that the next time you go into hospital for surgery, it won't only be carried out by human beings. There's been a real surge in obviously the use of technology in surgery and robotic surgery all over the world, with all kinds of new techniques coming into play. And the one I want to tell you about today is a new form of robot-assisted technology, which is helping doctors at Life Kingsbury Hospital in Claremont to perform kidney surgery more efficiently and with a greater emphasis on long-term outcomes for the patient. We're talking about something called Firefly, which effectively is technology that makes use of a green dye that lights up when the highly specialized fluoroscopic camera on the end of a surgical robotic system comes into play. Sounds all terribly technical. I'm hoping our guest is going to be able to describe it for us a little bit more easily in layman's terms. To tell us more about the Firefly system, on the line with us is Dr. Conray Millman, who's a urologist at Life Kingsbury Hospital. Thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Hello, Papa. No, not a problem. Thank you for having me on your show.
I think most of our listeners will be familiar with the concept of using a dye to show what's going on inside an organ. It helps, for example, under X-ray to be able to light up different parts of the body. But yeah, this is taking it to another level. Explain to us what Firefly does.
Yeah, so first of all, robotic surgery, you know, it's got its clear benefits in modern surgery. We're moving away from traditional open surgery, and Firefly is just a another tool that we have that we use with the Da Vinci surgical system, you know, first of all, to make the life easier for the surgeon, but also to improve outcomes. And what this technology really allows us is to, inverted commas, visualize the cancer more clearly, especially speaking about kidney cancers. Okay. So with tumors within the kidney, we can now remove just a section of the kidney that's affected by the cancer and save, for instance, more than two-thirds of the kidney. And what this dye does is once the anesthetist injects it, I then can visualize it through my head monitor on the Da Vinci. I can see with infrared light, I can see the tissue turning bright green. And the science behind it is that the normal kidney absorbs this green, and I can see this beautiful green light emitting from it, and the cancer stays dark, because the cancer tissue can't metabolize this isotope that's injected. So I can actually just see the cancer better.
So that's phenomenal, because you know exactly what you have to take out and what you can safely leave behind. That's something which is a huge concern, because if you leave anything behind, there's the risk that the cancer will start growing again.
Exactly. So it's sometimes a fine line between removing the cancer and trying to save as much of the kidney as possible, which is which essentially is important for your, you know, you can't live without kidney. So if your kidney function is affected, it will impede with your longevity. So what we do during the surgery is we want to make sure we remove the cancer, but we also don't want to be too aggressive and leave cancer behind, like you said, because that defeats the purpose of the whole exercise. So in the past, it sometimes can be a bit of a guessing game, but with this technology, it just helps us to visualize the situation so much better.
Is this very new technology, and where has it come from? Is it a South African innovation or one that's been imported from overseas?
No, it is imported from overseas. It is the technology has been used in other surgical fields. It's the first time that it's been used in kidney cancer in South Africa. Unfortunately, there's only the Da Vinci X at Life Kingsbury that's got this technology at this stage. But I'm hoping that over the course of the next couple of years, this technology will be widely accessible to all South Africans in different parts of the country.
Phenomenal. Let's talk a little about the impact for the patient. Besides the knowledge that you've got all of the cancer and that you have not taken away unnecessary healthy tissue in the process, what else does it mean for the patient in terms of the long-term recovery from the procedure?
Well, you know, in the past, before we had robotic surgery, we had to make rather large cuts in the side of the patient's flank, which would lead to a long period of recovering in hospital for 10 days up to And this obviously affects, you know, your return and bounce back to normal activities. But with robotic surgery, specifically being keel surgery, you know, some of my patients go home the next day and they're back to normal activities within a week or two.
Wow.
So it's certainly impacted the post-operative recovery in general. And then this Firefly just helps us to prevent any cases where cancer is left behind, which is disastrous.
What about the impact on the cost of the procedure? Does it make the operation vastly more expensive for the patient?
Luckily not, Papa. I think this indocyanine green that we use is actually not an expensive drug. And it does add a slight cost, but it's definitely not a major impact in the total cost of the procedure.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell our audience about what this technology could be used for going forward? So you've mentioned that you at Life Kingsbury are the only unit using it on the kidney cancer specifically, but what are the ramifications long-term for other surgical procedures?
Well, I think it can be used for multiple cancer situations, for surgeons in different fields. I think up to now, the reason that it's applicable to robotic surgery, Da Vinci, is because I'm already using a headset where I'm looking through a monitor. But you'll need certain specific glasses and equipment to use this for general use. You can even use it in open surgery. But I think at this stage, the technology just fits in so well with minimally invasive robotic surgery, with the technology we're already using. So I think it will definitely expand into multiple other surgical disciplines in the future. It's one of those things that certainly aided me and made my life easier and has certainly helped me to improve patient outcomes.
Well, thank you for doing such a good job of explaining it to us today, Dr. Conray Moorman. Great to have you with us on the show.
It's a pleasure, Papa. Thank you.
Urologist at Life Kingsbury Hospital. If you want to read up more about the technology, you're looking for Firefly as the term to Google. Amazing what is happening with the use of technology to make medicine simpler and more efficient with better outcomes for patients. Thank you so much for sharing this particular aspect with us today.